Health officials continue to reassure Canadians the risk here is low. They say important lessons were learned battling SARS. But as in 2003, there's an ugly side to this new outbreak, one that social media is now making even harder to control. James Murray explains.
Let me repeat your order.
At the Dumpling House in Toronto's downtown Chinatown, tasty chicken dumplings are on the menu. Owner Dali Sun's easy laugh fills the air.
All right.
Even though worries about the coronavirus are here as well.
Two girls, young girls, wear the mask when they walk in, different from normal.
Yeah. Still, Sun says people here are calm, reasonable.
Still, I'm not very much concerned about that. You know, I trust that, you know, the modern health system.
He has less faith in social media, where fear can be seen spreading faster than the virus.
Media always do that, especially internet stuff, you know.
Parents in York Region, just north of Toronto, have been on the internet. Thousands have signed an online petition saying families who've traveled to China will definitely bring the virus into our country. The parents want the school board to send a note home to families asking that they self-quarantine kids just back from China for 17 days. The school board did send a message warning people not to stir up xenophobia and racism against the Chinese community. York Region School Board Chair Juanita Nathan was on CBC Radio this morning explaining who the note is aimed at.
The kids, not so much. I think the parents may be overly cautious and very anxious. What we're trying really to get at is not giving rise to any inadvertent racism.
York University professor Harris Ali has studied the cultural effects diseases like SARS and Ebola can have on societies. He says creating an other person, someone foreign to fear and blame, can have effects that last longer than the outbreak of the disease.
What is more enduring are the racial impacts, not so much the physical impacts, right? Because all the attention is on the science and the medicine focused on curing the disease, and that's understandable, right? Because that's the immediate concern. There is an enduring impact that's often neglected.
Over here, Prime Minister. Prime Minister, over here.
In 2003, the public reaction to SARS was so pronounced that parts of Toronto all but shut down. People stayed off the subway and out of the Chinese shops and restaurants. At the time, Prime Minister Jean Chrétien made an appearance in Chinatown.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So the people can see we can have a lot of fun in a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
So far this time, no need to call in the PM. It's early days for Canada's encounter with this coronavirus. And so far, everyone here has survived. James Murray, CBC News, Toronto.